It's the 80s. Let's do a lot of coke and vote for Ronald Reagan. Visage and Fade to Grey. Yes, so that spent many years lurking in my record collection, like a child I'm slightly disappointed with, only to then discover that's the one that goes on and makes it as a stockbroker and pays for you to retirement. So I thought I'd do a Mid-80s special, for one, because my shows generally revolve around 80s influenced synth pop, but also I didn't have any modern 80s influenced synth pop, so I thought I'd go back to the source.
I still dream of Organon. I wake up crying. You're making rain, and you're just in reach. When you in sleep escape me, you're like my yo-yo that glowed in the dark. What needed space?
So my mate Tristan said, Kate Bush's songs are all filth. And on first inspection, that might seem to be another slice of oblique filth from Ms. Bush. But actually, it's a semi-autobiographical account of the relationship between Wilhelm Reich, purveyor of Orgone Energy, and his son. So there you go. In the video, Donald Sutherland's Wilhelm Reich and Kate Bush is his son. You know, read into that what you will. So there you have another big-lunged singer of the 80s. That is Liz Fraser singing with the Cocteau Twins. That track's called Suckling the Mender. Taken from their album Seco Buff? I hope so. Or Athelbro's... Oh, I don't know. It's taken from one of their albums. You're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Favourites with a... The Cure. Goth Favourites, The Cure with a Forest. Singing a forest, not with a forest. So that is Intelligent Synth Poppers Talk Talk. They're a really interesting band, actually, because they obviously started off as kind of like peers of the New Romantics, but went increasingly druggy, and then their last album was called Spirit of Eden, and it literally was an attempt to commit the sound of the Garden of Eden to record. It's mostly interesting for having... Actually, it's not really interesting at all. If you like ambient, I'm sure it's great, but I like something a bit more going on. apart from noise, ambient synths. It's sampled by DJ Shadow, though, so yeah, it's probably one of those albums to name check that you own, which I just did. Well, you can't expect me to be cool all the way through. That is a Hall & Oates with I Can't Go For That. You know what that is. So when I first conceived of this, it was anticipated as something more of a guilty pleasures session. Then my inner hipster took control again, and instead I decided to make it a bit more hipster. So that's Seminole, New York punk band. No, not really. Sort of four percussionists and a little bit of bass. Liquid with a track called Optimo. They're pretty hip. You've probably never heard of them. So they're mostly famous for having been sampled by whoever did White Lines, Grandmaster Flash. Good enough. Anyway, whilst I'm completely floundering over this middle bit, let's keep it hip, and it doesn't get any hipper than Billy Idol. So Billy Idol with White Wedding, 80s pop rock doesn't get any better than that. So now something that's a little bit more of a curiosity.
They fought the longest war in American history. They fought the longest war in American history. In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Castle in 19. It's just bizarre because obviously it's a kind of dance track with a fierce anti-war theme and kind of like really quite dark samples about the Vietnam War in there, yet somehow it's still got to number fucking one in the UK and around quite a lot of Europe, and number one in the US dance charts. It made 15 in the American charts as well, which is just bizarre when you think something like this would never get anywhere near a radio station these days. Yes, with Owner of a Lonely Heart. So I love that track, and I thought, oh, I'll go and check out some of Yes's back catalogue. Turns out they're some kind of 70s noodling prog rock band. If you ask me, they wasted their careers. They would have been better off making 80s pop hits. Anyway, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Boolean on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
So, the Corgis, they sounded very Scandinavian, but it turns out they're actually English, and that's from 1980. That's clearly not where my love of Scandinavian electropop got rooted.
We'll be right back.
Okay, slightly by surprise. So that was New Order. It's their very first single, and it's called Ceremony. I should know that. I've got a T-shirt with it on that I just bought. It's very cool. Taking you home, let's have a bit of the Happy Mondays, because they were about in the 80s.
Oh,
So we finished with Beg of the Happy Mondays, who, contrary to common knowledge, did two albums before they broke through with Pills, Thrills and Big X, and that is a track called Rope for Luck from their album Bummed. So, I hope you enjoyed the little trip down memory lane. I hope you've reassured yourself that the old times were indeed better, and I hope to see you back in the future.